Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Kuf Beis, and we are on Kuf Aleph Amid Beis by the Mishnah, continuing on the last full blot here in the eighth parak of Meseches Baba Mitzia. So the Mishnah continues with issues related to Socher and Maskir, and this sounds like a Baba Basra type of Mishnah, as we're about to see, which the middle program of Baba Basra talk all about issues and umdinas of buyers and sellers, and who's responsible for what, and what's included. But this one is about Mitzia Mishnah, because it's all about what's included in a rental agreement, who's responsible for what. Says the Mishnah, Hamaskir buys the Chavero, if somebody rents out a house to their friend, Hamaskir Chayiv, the Maskir, the landlord, is responsible for Chayiv Adeles, Chayiv to make sure that there is a door on the house, on the residence, Benagar, Ubiminol, make sure that there's a lock there to be able to lock it properly, Ubichaldavar Shemaisa Uman, and anything that is professional work, that is the responsibility of the Maskir, says Rabbeinu Yohanan, the Shin Lukubet says, because if it's professional work, that's a reflection that is part of the Iker Habayis. It's not just something that is added on. It's not just, how hard it is to do. But if it's hard to do, that means it's part of the Iker Habayis, and that is why it is the responsibility of the Maskir. Shafilu, and then the Rabbeinu Yonasan adds, Shafilu lo yizkirenu la'acher, tzarechu shiyizkirenu. Because even if he wouldn't be renting it out, he'd have to be responsible for this door. He wouldn't want an open ability to go in if there was no rental there. Shelo yehei ma'aras pritzim v'shelo tehei ashpa lipano sham aval davar she'eno ma'isa uman nimsa she'eno tzarech habayis el mishu darsha mishamachi alav lisakno. If it's not an ikar habayis, so then the maskir wouldn't be doing it if he didn't have a renter, and therefore it must be related to the living issues themselves, and that's why it would be the socher's responsibility. But again, if it's ma'isa uman, so then it is the maskir's responsibility. Avodavar she'eino ma'isa uman asocher osayu, but anything that is not a ma'isa uman, that it is the socher's responsibility. Interesting discussion in the Rishonim. What happens if the socher did a walkthrough the day before? Does anything change? If the socher did a walkthrough and he saw there was no door, so does that change anything? So the Meiri says yes, it changes, because if he walked through and he didn't say anything, so then Savar v'kibel, right? Then he sees what he's getting himself into. He didn't say a word, and therefore it wouldn't be his problem anymore. Says the Meiri. Ratzalomar sheim lo ra'a hasocher es habayis kodem shescharo v'lo hisna imo heich yisakneo lo hashesachar stam. Right, but if he did a walkthrough, so then it's his responsibilities. That's the Meiri. And the Ritva does not assume. So the Ritva assumes, no, this is the Mishnah telling you, these are the responsibilities. And therefore, if I did a walkthrough, but I still know these are your responsibilities. And this is what I expect this to be done. And it's Ki'ilu Hisna. Right? I don't have to say a word about it. V'yafal Gav, says the Ritva, the Bishas Schirus Nichnas Sham Socher V'ra'a Shelo Hayu Sham Dvarim Elu Lo Amrinan Ra'a V'Nefayes. We don't say that he accepted it and is now being mochel. The Kiva de Ladira Amarle V'Lo Chazia Ladira Ela B'Dvarim Elu. He's renting it to live in, and it's not livable without these things. Harihu Ki'ilu Hisna Beferish. It's as if he was Masa Beferish, or the language of the Hagos Mamonios, Anan Sahadi. Right, meaning it's obvious. Anan Sadi, we are the witnesses. The Daiti, the Socher, Shei Roy Ladira, Bifnei Ruchos, Shlagim, Gishamim, Viganavim. Right, to be protected from the elements, from the Ganavim, and from the snow, and from everything. I don't know how much snow the Hagos Amonios had. Vafila lo hayu ela elu bishashiske lo chayav lahamilo. And even if he moves in and it's still not done, it's not his responsibility. Right, it's the master's responsibility. This is part of the responsibilities of the employer. Vayter says the Mishnah, last line, Hazevel Shabal Habayis, the fertilizer that is produced. We'll have to see whose animals are being discussed. The fertilizer produced belongs to the Bal Habayis. The Ein LaSocher Ella Hayotzi Min HaTanur U Min HaKirayim Bilvad. The Socher only gets what comes out of the ashes, that comes out of the Tanur and the Kirayim. We know the Chatzeros in the days of the Mishnah, that's where they put the ovens. That's where a lot of usage was done, and therefore that's where the ovens were, and whatever comes out of the ovens, that the Socher gets, but the Zevel goes to the Bal Habayis. Again, we'll have to see what we're talking about. Tanur Rabban, expanding a little bit on the on the issues related to the Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan Hasoch Hamaskir Bais Lachaveiro Maskir Chayiv Lahamidlo Delosos Liftoch Lo Chalonos. Again, Chalonos means making a hole. Because what were windows in the days of old? You have to make a hole, right? You need, that's also part of basic living. L'chazik lo tikra, to strengthen and to fix up the roof. L'smoch lo kora, to support the support beams. Again, all of these are basic structural issues that belong to the maskir. V'socher chayiv lasos lo sulam, but the socher is the one that has to make the ladder. What type of ladder are we talking about? Says the Ritva, it's not to go to the second floor. Because imagine if you rent a house, but there are no stairs to go to the second floor. That's not acceptable. So we're talking about, no, you have the stairs to go to the second floor, but it's talking about going to the roof. Going to the roof in a situation where the roof isn't always residential quarters, right? You have a chatzar here. Sometimes we know in the times of the Mishnah, they did use the roof. They used to dry their fruit on the roof, do other activities on the roof, but to get there, that's considered extra, and therefore the socher could bring his own ladder. Lasos lo sulam, lasos lo ma'akeh. Interesting. To build the ma'akeh, the mitzvah daraisa, the asay and the los asay in kiseitse. Lasos lo marzev, to build a gutter, to be able to keep the rain a little bit separate from the house, so it doesn't just drain off the house and then go seep into the house. And also to put an extra lining of a layer on the top of the roof in order to make sure that it would be usable. That is all from the socher's perspective. Right, the mitzvah makeh, as we know, is a major discussion. There are three or four mitzvahs on today's daf that we can talk about at length, including ma'akeh and mezuzah and shiluach hakan, all come up on today's daf. So let's talk a little bit about each one of them. Right here is ma'akeh. There is an interesting discussion, again, specifically related to our sugya, based on the Hagos Amanios that we just quoted. Hagos Amanios, Talmud, I think, of the Maharabi Rutenberg also, as we quoted yesterday, says the Hagos Amanios in Hilchos Rotzeach, where the mitzvahs of Makeh come up, this drasha that the Gemara says, that it's the Socher's responsibility to build a Makeh, he assumes that is a din derabanan. Because the Torah says, you see some Makeh ligagecha. You should make a Makeh for your roof. Is this the Socher's roof? Okay, he's renting it, but is it the Socher's? So the Hagos Amanios quotes the Smag as saying, this is a Smag, a drasha derabanan. V'hu adin, he says, nira, k'sha'adam socher bayis, me'achirim, pater min amakim in HaTorah. He's pater mi delo rabinon b'sifri ela lokeach v'yoresh v'nitin lo b'matana. If you look in the Sifri, only real owners are included. If you get it as a gift, or you're yarshin it, and you get v'ein omer, Niskar lo ve'ein omer niskar lon v'hadam rinan v'bometzia so perak hashoel. That's where we are. So perak hashoel hasocher chayav lasos makeh kidel lekaman haynu midrabanan v'bneishu darba bayis pen yavo lehisrashel v'davar. Because he lives there, then it can lead to problems. But it's a didrabanan. Why should it be such a gzeras hakasuv? Right, we assume that makeh is not just a gzeras hakasuv about a makeh; it's about preventing danger. Right, look at the losa say, "V'losasim damim b'veisecha ki yipol hanofel mimenu." So we've discussed in the past there might be an element of formality and a legal mitzvah nature, and not just prevention of danger. There might be, and you might even be mechalik between the asay and the losa say. It could be the losa say. He doesn't say that the losa say is only durabanan. The asay is durabanan. But maybe the losa say v'losasim damim b'veisecha, that might be on whoever's in control of the danger, so that might be on the socher daraisa. But the mitzvahs asay might be on the, that's only drabanan, because that's above and beyond. And there are nafka minas that we've discussed. How tall does a makeh have to be? So you might say, as tall as it is to prevent anybody from falling off. Fine, that makes sense. But there are sources that say, no, asar tvachim. Asar tvachim, and not only asar tvachim, the minimal tvachim, but the Emek Bracha talks about sochakos, meaning loose tvachim, which is only needed for real mitzvah saseh. If you have a din of shiurim, it's a din of shiurim, it's a din of prevention of danger. The answer is no. There might be an added element, not just preventing danger, but a positive hosafa of that the Torah is demanding, and that is why one would have these elements of beyond just prevention of danger. A major nafkamina, what about a bracha? Do you make a bracha when you put up a makeh? So the Achronim quote a bracha when one puts up a makeh. We don't make a bracha on actions that we do just to prevent, to remove a problem. We don't make a bracha on my Achronim. those who have the who follow that custom of doing Mayim Achronim, only Mayim Rishonim, which is Hosafas Kedusha. We don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim. We don't make a bracha on kashering a pot. You only make a bracha on tovaling, to be tovel a pot, because that's being most of Kedusha, ala tefila, right? But we don't, ala tefilas keli, but we don't make a bracha on removing, I trafed up my fork. I dump it in the boiling water, right? So that's not, there's no bracha on that. Why? Because that's just removing a problem. We don't make a bracha on removal of problem. So if ma'ake was just removing a problem, then it wouldn't be a bracha. But the Achronim discuss that there is a bracha by Ma'aka, and therefore, again, it might show that there is an added dimension of mitzvah and not just a removal of kedusha. The Minchas Chinuch has an amazing approach to Ma'aka, which most find surprising in Tavkuf Membav in the mitzvahs Aseh. The Minchas Chinuch compares Ma'aka to taking the approach that we just mentioned, but taking it in an extreme. He compares it to other mitzvahs asei daraisa, says the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvahs asei zuhi kechala mitzvah shechiva hatara v'kumba asei. Kimo im lo v'sit talis chayev betzitzis. U'makai mitzvahs asei. V'im ein bo tzitzis, bitel ha-mitzvah. Hachanami, im yesh lo bayis, im osa ma'ake, kayem ha-mitzvahs asei. V'im lav... So then, you're mevatel a mitzvah. If I have a house without a roof in an area which should have a ma'akeh. And then he adds, v'gam pashut. It's so obvious that many people find it surprising. V'gam pashut. The tekev sheyesh lo bayis, chal alav aseh v'lo sa'aseh. U'b'chol rega, over al aseh v'lo sa'aseh. V'yemachar kach asa, let's see, a week after I moved into the house, I put up a ma'akeh. Mikol makom lo tikin masha'ovar lo mafreya. I didn't fix what I fixed. But for a week, I wear a beged of four corners without tzitzis. And then a week later, I put it on. So did I fix the previous week's actions? No. I was mevatel a mitzvah the previous week. Same thing with a house. If you didn't put up a ma'akeh, you were mevatel a mitzvah. Kimo shelo hitil tzitzis. Ki achiyav shel mitzvah b'chol rega rachav alav. Ki ein ze mitzvah shi pamachas kimo lulav v'milav achadome. V'zeh pashut. He says it again. But it's surprising to say that. You might say, no, this is a result-oriented mitzvah. It's not an action-oriented mitzvah. Get it done, and once it's done, it's done. It's not that every single second you have that. V'hine, and then he quotes our discussion, that some achronim say that the socher is the one that's derabanan. Let me ask, says the Minchas Chinuch. U'b'masker v'socher nira. Dim nomar da socher. This has to do with our daf. It's not just mak. This is the masker socher discussion. Says the Minchas Chinuch. U'b'masker socher nira. Dim nomar da socher chayim in haTorah. If you say the socher is chayav daraisa, you know why? Because schiris liyomei memkar v'havi l'shal haSocher. Nifka ha-mitzvah min ha-maskir. Again, v'agos ha-manios. It becomes shal haSocher. It is ligagecha. Achim nomar, but if you say the socher is only chayav midrabanan, ani misupak. So is the masker chayav daraisa? Is nobody chayav? Mistam of the masker is chayav daraisa. And the socher is chayav darabanan. According to that, how goes amonios? Nobody's chayav daraisa. So he says, the efshar darabanan lo chivu la socher, rak v'meino rotze ha masker lasos chayav ha socher. It could be that chayav darabanan only kicks in when the masker doesn't want to. What if they both come to us and they say, we want to do the mitzvah. Who's the one that gets to do it? And get to make the bracha. Who's the one? Unless the rabbi has to decide. Who has the choice? So the masker says, well, I'm chayav daraisa. The socher says, well, I'm chayav darabanan. Well, maybe the socher's chayav darabanan only kicks in when the masker doesn't want to do it. So then the masker is chayav daraisa, that's first. Avalim shneim lefaneinu, efshar tekiva da masker chayav min haTorah, emkenem mitzvah didehi. Oh, efshar, or maybe not. Put this on the list of the rabbanans affecting the daraisas. Kivan de chazal chivu asocher hifkiu mitzvah b'sheva al tasa vein mitzvah lamasker klal. Maybe when the rabbanan created the chiv for the socher, they dissolved the chiv for the maskir. V'yadina masocher l'kai mitzvah the rabbanan u'mitzvah didehi u'kitzad arisho nirali. But I think the first one is first side is correct. That's the Minchas Chinuch discussion of maskir and socher. Again, there's a lot more here. There's an interesting discussion. Can you make a bracha? The Machre Ephraim discusses. Maybe you can even make a bracha on a goy's putting up. You know, very often, who's in construction? It will be a non-Jew who's putting up the big fence. So could a Jew make a bracha on the non-Jew's actions? Machre Ephraim suggests yes. Why? Because it's a result-oriented mitzvah. I am removing the danger, whether I do it myself or with somebody else's help. But again, that's a crucial discussion. The Magen Avraham quotes that in Hilchos Shabbos when he discusses if a woman misshkia, so she'll have a non-Jew light Shabbos candles during Ben Hashmashos. Could a woman make a bracha on a non-Jew's lighting of Shabbos candles? right? Does that work? So he quotes, result oriented, just like this Machane Ephraim in Hilchos Ma'akeh. Okay, so the Mishnah, the Gemara says that it is the socher's responsibility to put up a ma'akeh, and we just discussed whether that is a chiyuv d'oraisa or a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Vayter, ba'u minei merav sheshes, mezuzah al mi. What about the chiyuv of mezuzah? Who has the chiyuv, the renter or the landlord? So mezuzah, hamer mesharshi, mezuzah chovas adari. What are you talking about? We know the mezuzah is the chov of the one who lives there, chovas adar. Why is that so obvious? What's Chovas Hadar? It's the obligation of one who lives there. How do you know that? What's the reason for that? So many are familiar with the Rashi, the beginning of Psachim, Dav Dalet, where Rashi quotes two reasons what that means. But Rashi here only quotes one of them. Rashi quotes, what's Chovas Hadar? Second to last line in Rashi, Didarshinan. We have a drasha elsewhere, Beischa, right? You have to put a mezuzah in your house. We darshin derech biascha. The one who comes into the house. Lamisha nichnas v'yotzela zehadarba. Chovas Hadar, says Rashi, is based on a drasha of Beischa Biascha, the one who goes into the house. If you look in the Rabbeinu Yehonasan here, he quotes the other day that Rashi quotes in Psachim, and that is, no, mezuzah has an element of shmira. And who does it guard? It guard it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards the one that is living in the house, and that's why it is a Chovas Hadar. That's Rabbeinu Yehonasan, here, again, quoting the idea that other Rishonim quote as well. Lafishi Asuya Lashmira Mishu Omeid Bevayis Kidda Amrinan Be'agada. As he quotes that it says in Agada, what is he quoting? Shaloki Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basra Vadam Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avadim Shab Nasumi Bachutz V'chulu. What is he quoting from? He's quoting from Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, the Unkelus story. When Unkelus converted from, and then the Caesar, the Roman Caesar, sends a bunch of officers to try to get Unkelus to come back, and Unkelus convinces them to convert also, and he says them again, and then he says, okay, I'm just talking about the army, and he convinces that in Judaism, in all other areas, the king and the president and the general are on the inside, and the secret service are on the outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stays on the outside, and he goes first by like the Anani HaKavod. So they all convert, and then the Caesar tries a third time, and says, okay, don't talk to him, just bring him home. So they don't say a word to him, but on the way out, he looks up at the mezuzah. He puts his hand on the mezuzah. Right, that's the mucker for kissing the mezuzah. And they say, what are you doing? He says, you really want to know? He's like, yeah. So he says, our secret service stay inside and our king guards us on the outside. So they all convert and then the Roman general gives up. But you see from there, there's the element of shmira. Hashem shomrech, Hashem silcha yad yiminecha. Right, so that's the second element given, how do you know, chovas hadar. The Baruch Chayis assumes that the real drasha is what Rashi quotes here. The shmira is just an added element of what mezuzah does. But that doesn't sound like, says the Maariv Chai, it's a bona fide halachic status reason to create obligations. So you assume, okay, it's a shmira element, which we'll maybe talk about more in a few minutes, but that is the Tupshatim given in the Rishonim. So the Gemara says, so it's obvious, who has to put up the mezuzah? For sure the renter. Ela makom mezuzah almi. Okay, not the mezuzah, but what about the place where the mezuzah is going to be? Like chiseling out an area that the mezuzah is going to be placed in the wall. Who has to do that? So Amalahu Rav Sheshes, Tani Tua. What do you mean? Doesn't our Mishnah say, Davar she'ein ma'isa uman to sochar oseyu? If it's not professional work, the sochar has to do it. V'hainami la ma'isa umanu. And you don't need a professional to make a place to where to put the mezuzah. Why? Afshar hu begufsa dekanya. It's possible to put it in a reed tube. What do you mean in a reed tube? The Ron says you're in a reed tube, and then you're kovei it onto the wall. Meaning it doesn't take such professionalism to be able to do that. You could just stick it on in a tube, which maybe is one of the earliest makaros for a mezuzah case. Right? You know, when do we know put it in a case and put it on the wall? Is that a chatzitza? Some ask, you know, you have a separation of this hard plastic. And the answer is, it's for protection of the mezuzah. It's all the shame mezuzah. But this is one of the sources, Bekanya de Gufsa. Okay, 2 points maybe about mezuzah. Number one is right here. Tosfos says, the reed tube. What exact, Tosfos says, let me get to figure out exactly what he means by it. Tosfos says, by putting it in the reed tube, I think this sounds like Rashi and not like Rabbeinu Tam. What Rashi Rabbeinu Tam? The most famous machlokas is a mezuzah. Is your mezuzah supposed to be straight up, vertical, or it's supposed to be horizontal? Says the machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, how to understand the Gemara in Maseches Menachos, we may ikar a din pasken like Rashi, meaning straight up. And sometimes you find, in certain Sephardic circles, they put a mamish straight up. Right? Rav Avadya discusses this, straight up. But even if you, let's say, you have a very skinny doorway, and it's you can't like bend it, so you put it straight up, that's what you pasken, make ikar a din like Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Rabbi Natan says you put it flat, you put it horizontal. That's Rabbi Natan Shita. So it says Tosfos here, putting it in a Gufsa Tekanya sounds like Rashi. Why? It doesn't really explain it fully. If you look in the Maharami Lublin in the back, on the bottom of the Marsha, he says, well, we're trying to figure out how to affix it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you could just put three nails in the wall and then put the mezuzah on top, lying horizontally. That's what the Gemara could have suggested. Just put three nails, isn't that easier? But obviously the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't suggest that. It says you have to put it in a reed thing and then somehow, and then you can nail that. You can't nail in cloth to the wall. But if you have a reed thing, so then you can nail in the top of the reed, and then the mezuzah will be held in place. That's why how the Maharam explains Tosfos. It's not 100% clear, but that's Tosfos says it, just not 100% clear what Tosfos' raya is. But that's how the Maharam explains Tosfos. But Tosfos says on top, Mikan Nirik and Moshe Birish Rashi, Sheminichen Mezuzah Me'umad. And that's why you need a Guf Sitakana, Shalotipol, Avalapir, Shemenu Tam, Sheminich Osam Meyushav, Kemo, Lugur Rabbeinu Tam also adds, Kemo Sefer Torah Munach Ba'aron. Another difference in minhagim. How do we put the Sifrei Torah standing up in the Aron? But the minhag in a minority of places in the world, one or two places I've seen, that they put the Torahs lying flat, one on top of the other. Right? So that's also, Rabbeinu Tam says, we do the mezuzah just like the Sefer Torah. We don't do either of those. But that the minhag of Klal Yisrael. But Rabbeinu Tam says, Tosfos, it doesn't sound that way. But then Tosfos says, V'yeshlomer at the end, Shlotichle, Milach Luchas HaKosel. Maybe according to Rabbeinu, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, let's go with the Maharam's shot. You wouldn't want to put it directly on the nails because it will still get wet. So you would want to put it in a reed tube anyway. But either way, that's the machlokas. And as we know, the Ramah and Hilchas Mezuzah, Paskins, the Pshara, the compromise. You put it a little leaning. So that way, you could be Yotze both. Meaning, what do you mean Yotze both? You're not Yotze either. So Machrona mask. It's neither. It's not both. No, the answer is each one of them, based on the Gemara's language, the Gemara doesn't say what you have to do. The Gemara just says what you're not allowed to do. So each one of them would possle the other ones, but in the middle, neither of them would say it's possle. So that's why that's the compromise. That's the Bali Musar. The first thing that you see when you go into a house is compromise. That's Shalom Bais, right? Right. When you walk into the house, that's the diagonal. Again, there's many elements of Shmira when it comes to a mezuzah. Just to read the Shita, the Rambam. Rambam has a much discussed statement here in Hilchos Mezuzah where he discusses those that know about the Shmira element, but don't only know about it, but they think that that's all the mezuzah is. And they think the mezuzah is just a voodoo, you know, protection of my place. Says the Rambam, let me just find it in Hilchos Mezuzah. He says, Minak Pasha, this is in Parakei. Minak Pasha, Chakosin ala mezuzah, mi bachutz, keneged arevach, she parsha la parsha shakai. Okay, that's a minak most have. Then on the back of the mezuzah, it says Shem Hashem, Shin Dalad Yud. It says on the back of the mezuzah, and that's facing out. That also is a good idea because it shows you which way is straight up. I once had a case where somebody had a mezuzah, and then I don't know if they checked it or it fell down or something, and they saw it was upside down. It was put in upside down, and for 20 years it was on the wall upside down. And the halacha is, if it's upside down, it's as if it's in the box. It's as if it's off the wall. Upside down when I yotzei. So maybe that's a good idea to have maybe that's where the minhag of the sofrim started with, having the Shem Hashem, so you know which way is straight up. But that's on the back of the mezuzah. On the front of the mezuzah, you can't have anything. That's the mitzvah. Call a mosif goreya. If you're missing a letter, if you have an extra letter, extra words. So the Rambam discusses, Eilu shekosin mi bifnim, shemos hamalachim, o shemos kidoshim, o pasik, o chosamos. The Rambam is very extreme language. Harehein bechlal mi she'en lahem chelak olam haba. Whoa. She'elu hatipshim, lo dailam she'bitlu ha-mitzvah. Not only have they ruined their mitzvah by adding on things that shouldn't be on the mezuzah, ela she'asu mitzvah gedola she'yichod Hashem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yavaso v'avodaso. You take this unbelievably precious mitzvah, kilu kemia. You make it like it's an amulet. Shel hanas atzman, kemo she'ala alibam hasachal, she'zeh odavar hamahane b'havle ha'olam. Okay, the mezuzah might have shmira elements to it, as we have a certain Rishonim and Chazal that say that. But that's the ikar of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to put up a mezuzah, the chulu, right? If I put up a mezuzah, sometimes you might see mezuzahs, you know, hanging in cars, in taxis, right? No, but that's not the mitzvah. And it doesn't give shmira unless the mitzvah is being done. And therefore we have to remember that. So even though that's why the part of what the Maariv Chaya says here, if there is a shmira element, but that's not the ikar reason. Again, there's a lot more. We'll see if there's time later to get back to other issues of mezuzah. But another one comes up right here first, though. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Hamaskir Bayis Lachavero, Ala Socher Lassos Lo Mezuzah. It's Beferish, right? If Hamaskir a Bayis, the Socher has to put up the Mezuzah. Ukishahu Yotzei, Lo Yitlana Biyodav Yotzei. We know the halacha is if somebody leaves a house, renter or owner, one is not allowed to take the mezuzahs with them. If a Jew is moving in, if a non-Jew is moving in, so then I should take the mezuzahs dafka. But if the Jew is moving in, I have to. Let's just read the next line for a second. Uminach rinot labiyado v'yotze. But from a non-Jew, you take them. Umaisa ve'echa shenot labiyado v'yotze v'kaver ishu shnei banav. Rachman al-Islan. And there was a story that somebody took the mezuzahs, and Rachman al-Islan, there was tragedy in his family. Says the Gemara, Maisa Lister, but we just said you can take the mezuzahs from a, if a non-Jew is moving in. Rav Sheish is Aresha. It's going back to the first half. If a Jew is moving in, so then one has to leave the mezuzahs. What's the reason for this halacha? Machalak is we showed him right here. It's not a menachas, it's right here. But Metzia Kubbeis. Tosfos is on the printed on the previous Amud. Tosfos says that lo yitlena v'yetzei, even though you're allowed to take tzitzis and put them from one baguette to another baguette, so why can't you take a mezuzah and do that? Gabi mezuzah aser, unbelievable tosfos. Lefisha hamazikin ba'in b'bayish ein bo mezuzah. Whoa. There are demons, there are mazikin that attack a house that does not have a mezuzah. Ukeshenot la ki'ilu mazik osan sheyadur b'bayish. You're being mazik when you remove the mezuzahs. Wow, that's pretty amazing Tosfos. If you look in the Ritva adds a different pshat. The Ritva says, because you're removing the Shechina. Similar idea. But he says, when you remove it, shiny hacha, the kima dechala kedusha Shechina babayezeh, if there's a mezuzah on a house, the Shechina's in the house. If there's no mezuzah, ein lo lesalka misham. Don't remove the Shechina. That's the halacha, you have to remove it. The question is, though, what about getting it paid for? What about getting the mezuzahs paid for? So the Ritva says here, Miu Efshar, Shechai Balabayis Lefarad Damea. It's possible. He says, Efshar. Okay, that helps a little bit. Efshar is possible that you would be Chayiv. There are other Rishonim that have a little different formulation. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes this in Yerodeya, in Reish Tzadi Aleph, talking about the laws of leaving the mezuzah. V'im Sachar Habayis. He said, as we just said, and if he's makpid on the ma'os, then the sheni should, the one who's moving in, should pay him. You don't have to leave your cases. Just have to leave the cloth in themselves. So halacha l'maisa, the poskim say that, you should leave the mezuzahs, and you shouldn't, one is not allowed to really demand payment. But one could say, I'm leaving the mezuzahs. I once had this as a case. I moved out. I told the new people, I'm leaving the mezuzahs. And they said, thanks so much. That was it. But that's all. You could, okay, Kodesh Baruch will get you back the money. It's okay. Some other way. But that is the halacha quoted in the Ramah, based on this Gemara right here, and the two reasons in Tosfos and the Ritva. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes here about other issues of payment of chulu. We're not going to go into it right now because we have other items on the agenda. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Hazav with the last line of the Mishnah. This was all about the first part of the Mishnah, the responsibilities of the maskir and the socher. But now we get into, what about the last line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that the fertilizer belongs to the balabais. So what's the case? So, b'mayaskina, what are we talking about? Are we talking about that the chatzer was also in the rental agreement? The socher owns the yard, and the oxen that produced the fertilizer, they both are the socher's. Then it should go to the Baal Habayis. Everything is of the socher. It shouldn't go to the Baal Habayis. Because the socher is renting the field and it's his animals. So Ella, b'chatzer d'lo agira l'socher, v'ture d'maschir. So with the opposite, where the chatzer is not rented out to the socher, and the oxen are also of the maschir's pshita. That's also obvious that it for sure should go to the Baal Habayis. So which is it? So the Gemara answers, so it must be lo tzricha d'chatzer. B'chatzer d'maschir, v'ture. So it's the maschir's chatzer, meaning he did not rent out the yard, and Viture de asime alma kamuba. And it's animals, oxen, that came from outside, that they walked in. So, because it's the maskir's chatzer, and he did not rent it out, so any fertilizer that animals from outside produce go to him. Why? Rashi, fourth line on top, v'ture da'asi me'alma, v'stam gelalim afkure mafkarinu bailim. Mistama, the owners of these animals were mafkir, the dung, maskir, the fertilizer, as we had this earlier, v'kanyile chatzero, and therefore the chatzer of the maskir is kone, v'yafilu kadam asocher v'higbiyan lo zacha behen. And even if the socher takes the fertilizer, it doesn't matter. The kinyan of the chatzer of the maskir happened first, and therefore he has to give it back. What's pretty clear in Rashi's understanding of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, which is understanding of the Mishnah, it's the maskir's chatzer and oxen that come from outside. Did the maskir rent out this to the socher? Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like if the maskir would have rented it out to the socher, then it would be considered the socher's yard, and then everything would be like his kinyan chatzer. That's not how the Rambam understands the Gemara. The Rambam says explicitly here against Rashi, and the Magen Mishnah points out, the Raivin doesn't like it. But the Rambam says here, if it's animals from the outside, it goes to the maskir, because it's the maskir's chatzer, even if the maskir has rented out the chatzer to the socher, says the Rambam. Avalam habehema shalacherim, hazevel shel bal chatzer. Why? Shechatzer shel adam konelo shlomi daito, avabishi schur b'yad acherim. Even though it's rented out to others, that's the Rambam, in Hilchas Chiras Vav Hei, says the Raivin, it's against our Gemara. Our Gemara suggested, our Gemara, right in the questions, our Gemara said, if it's the chatzer of the socher, and the animals of the socher, then it goes to the socher. Says the Raivid, davar ze'ena mechuvar, shebe Gemara hemidua b'chatzer damaskir ishfarim, dazo me'alma, pirish to chatzer damaskir. Right? V'delo agira l'socher mechlau, ti agira l'kididei dami. So I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. The Raivid is like Rashi. Says the Magen Mishnah, it's a little difficult, but maybe there's a little allusion to the Rambam's idea. The Rambam is understanding, though, from the last line of the Gemara, that if it's animals from the outside, that always goes to the maskir. Right? Earlier in the Gemara, that was only talking about the socher's own animals. But if the animals are from the outside, so then it always goes to the maskir. So he says it's a little hint, because in the maskana, what does it say? It says chatzer de maskir v'ture dase me'alma. Earlier it just said chatzer de agir le l'socher, or chatzer de lo agir l'socher. And here it changes it to chatzer de maskir. Doesn't say whether agir or lo agir. Okay, that is the little diak that the Magen Mishnah has, that maybe that alludes to the Rambam Shita. Okay, weiter. Misayel, the Rabbi Ezra Chanina, let's say that this idea is a supporter, Rabbi Ezra Chanina, this idea that what? That the chatzer of the maskir would be kone for himself automatically. The Rabbi Ezra Chanina, chatzer shal adam, kone lo shalom idaito. The chatzer of a person is kone for him, even without his knowledge. Period. Is that really true? So we're going to have a couple of rices discussing that. One morning, someone says, all lost items that are in my rishus, my chatzer today, my chatzer should be kone, lo amar klum. He doesn't know what items are involved there, so he's not kone. Nothing works. V'im isa, and if it's true, lohadar am Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Chatzir shalom kone lo shlomi daito. But if it's true that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is correct, that a chatzir is kone automatically without the knowledge of the owner, amai lo amar klum. So why is this meaningless if he said it in the morning? Answer, hachamai eskina, b'chatzir shenim ishtameris. We're talking about a chatzir that's not guarded, doesn't have a fence around it. So yihachi ima seifa. So then why does the seifa say it would work? The seifa of that brisa says, yatzalo shemitziya ba'ir, if a kol goes out in the city, that there is already a lost item in his field, like a deer that's running, davar of kayamin, then it would work, if he would say this declaration. But if it's an unguarded field, even if he says this, it shouldn't work. So says the Gemara, no, it would. Since people know that this is in his field, there's a call, and he made this announcement, nobody's going to take it. People are going to separate from it. That it's ki'ilu, it's a chatzar hamishtameres, and therefore it would be nikne to him. Viter. Meisvei, let's ask you another question on, right, asking on Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Zevel, ayosim min atanu min akirayim. The garbage that comes out of atanu and akirayim, meaning the ashes. Va'koli min ha'avir, or if I catch something in the air before it hits the ground. Right, Rashi says, I put a pail underneath the animal, and I catch it, so then harei hishalo, then it's the socher's. v'sheva refetz, v'sheva chater shem alabayis. But the fertilizer in the refet, in the barn, in the chater, it belongs to the balabayis. V'yemis alhader Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina. Domer chater shalom kone shalom idaito. But if Rabbi Yossi's right that the chater is kone automatically, kolit me'avir amai. So why should, even if I catch it in midair, why should that work? Amai harehu shalo. Avir chaterehu. Not only is the ground of a chatzer kone, but even the airspace of a chatzer is kone. So why should the socher be kone that? Amar Abaya. Two answers. Amar Abaya b'mad v'kli b'shule para. I put a pail on the bottom of the animal, all the way like suctioned on the animal, so there's no space. There's no airspace. It never went into the airspace until it went into my pail, so then it's mine. So I precluded. Rava amar no, you don't have to do that. Rava says, airspace of a chatzer is only considered like a chatzer if we can foresee it's going to hit the ground in the chatzer. But if it's going to hit the pail, that's avir shelo ein sofa lanuach, and therefore that's not considered the airspace of the chatzer. Says the Gemara, is that an obvious? Umipshitele l'Rava? Does Rava really hold that? That airspace that's ein sofa lanuach is not kamunach when we boila. Really, he has that question. The boy Rava, right? We had the Shiloh earlier, about 80 days ago. Zarak Arniki bePesach Zeh. The answer is Pesach Zeh. I have a couple. I want to practice my throwing arm. So I'm going to take my wallet, which doesn't have too much in it, might be a couple of little money, and I'm going to throw it through your house, into the front door and out through the back door. I was going to go straight through the house. So, and I'm mafkir, Rashi says, if kira l'chol ha'kodem. So, is that niknet to the house? Because it's going right through the house. Is that a kinyan chatzer to the house? So, Rava has that shayla, mahu, avir shein sofa lanuach kemunach dami, olav kemunach dami. So, Rava has that question. So, how could you be said? We just said earlier, Rava said, it's vadai not kemunach, but didn't Rava ask it as a question? Says the Gemara, no, that case is worse. Hasam lo mifsek velomidi. There's nothing between the item and the floor. And therefore, you could say maybe it's ke'ilu, it's on the floor. Hacha mifsakli. But here, there's a pail in between. There's a different reason that is lav kamunach, because it has an item in between, or because it's flying through the air. So therefore, it's a different type of question. In Lamdis, the Achronim discuss, you know, this issue of kamunach or lav kamunach. Let's say it's kamunach dami. So why is that? Is that because it's as if it's on the floor? Or no, airspace itself is nikna, even if it's not on the floor. Right, that said, there could be nafkaminas between those two, and that could be the difference between these two. If you could have a kinyan in the air, so then that's different than ki'ilu, it's on the floor. Maybe if there's something in between, you can't say it's ki'ilu on the floor, even though you'd still be able to say that there's an airspace in midair. The Stipler talks about this in Shabbos, well, in a similar sugya of kluta kamisha hunchadamya. Right, that's the sugya in Hilchas Hotzah, similar idea. Period. But next line of the Brisa. V'sheberefes v'shebechatzer hara'ilu shal balabayis. The Brisa said that the barn and the chatzer, any fertilizer in there goes to the balabayis. Tarti. Really, why did you say both of these? The barn, the yard, okay, belongs to the maskir. Amar Abaya hachi kamar. It's one thing. V'sheberefes shebechatzer hara'ilu shal balabayis. The barn and the yard, everything goes to the maskir. And Amar Avashi, what did we learn from there? Zoso meres hamaskir chaser ostam lo hisker refes sheba. If I lend you a yard, if I rent you out a yard, the barn is not included. The barn's a separate unit. If there's a barn in the yard, and therefore if it's not explicated, it still belongs to the maskir. Period. Third try. Third question now on Rebbezi Reb Chanina. Meisvei yone shova for yone aliyah. If I have birds in a coop. Chayavos b'shiluach. I have a chiyuv to do shiluach hakan. What do you mean? We know the halacha is that shiluach hakan is only where there's ki karei, where you happened upon the bird and its chicks. So if it's in your reshus, there's a big shayla. Halacha l'maisa. Let's say if I have it in my backyard, I have it on my windowsill. So do you say there could be ki karei if it's in reshus hayachid? So either way, says the brisa here that if it's in your chicken coops, yes, chayavos b'shiluach, that's enough considered ki yikare. V'asuros v'gezel b'nei darki shalom. But nobody could take them. Even though not really yours, it wouldn't be fully gezel, but it's connected to you enough that it would be darki shalom. V'im isa, but if we say lohadam rabbi yisrael chanina, chater shalom kona shlomi daita, but according to rabbi yisrael chanina, kari kan ki yikare, problem is uman. But it's in your chaser. So why should you say there's a mitzvah here? This is mizuman. This is prepared. It's in your reshus. Why should there be a mitzvah? Amar Rava. Rava says a very big ukimta. Beitza b'yitzias rubu di chayvele b'shiluach. As the egg is coming out of the chicken. As the egg is coming out, so as it goes out, you're already chayv in shiluach. Umikna lo kanya adonafa l'chatzero. And the kinyan chatzer only happens when it's fully out. V'chiktani chayev es b'shiluach mikami d'tiba l'chatzero. And when is there a chiyuv for of shiluach? Before. So the kinyan chatzer didn't happen yet, and that's why there would be a chiyuv of shiluach akan. So yihachi amayasr b'shem gazel. So if it didn't fall down fully yet, so why is there a chi iser gazel? Either a'iman, either talking about the mother. You're right, not about the egg, but about the mother. V'bayisema l'olam ha'beitzim. Really, it's talking about the eggs. Umidinafik ruba daiti lave. It's still basically yours. It's kind of like ani habich becharara. Even though technically, legally, it's not yours, but it's in your rishus and control, and therefore it would be considered at least gezel derabanan. Again, l'maisa, we know there are many that try to do. We should all try to do the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, but there is a skula on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchah Shiluach Hakan, Reis Ali Beis. It's right after Reis Ali Galav, after Hilchah Mezuzah. It discusses the Gilyan Marsha on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, where Shlomo Eger says, quotes the skula of for children, right? Because it's a losiga, right? Shalach tashalach ha'seim es habanim tikach lach. That's a skula for children. So many do it. Generally, much of the time, we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah because there are so many sveikas. Is it really a mitzvah? Is this ki ikare? Is that, do you really, maybe there's no mitzvah if you don't want the eggs in the first place. Maybe this, you know, there's no mitzvah for this type of birds. So there's many different sveikas. That's why even if we do the mitzvah, we generally wouldn't make the bracha. But according to Rav, who says, you can't take the eggs while the mother's on them, that's the mitzvah of sending away the mother, then, even if it fell into the chatzer, you could say, you could still say the kinyan chatzer didn't fully kick in yet. And that's why it's still ki ikare. Why? Because you're not allowed to take it. Because you can't, your chaser can't be kona it because you can't be kona it yet. There's an issa daraisa until you send away the mother. The Maritz Chayes here says, remember, it's based on the Gemara that we had back on Daf Yud. Chaser mishum shliach. And therefore, if you can't do it, your shliach can't do it either. And he wonders, sorachin, what if you say mishum yad? Why don't you say it would work here? Okay, he has that question. Ihachi says the Gemara. But then what? The Brisa said that it's Aser Begezel because of Darki Shalom? I don't understand. Either Shalcha, if you sent away the mother already, Gezel Ma'al Yehu, that it's real stealing because it fell into your Chatzer. V'idalo Shalcha, and if you didn't send away the mother, Habayi Shalucha, you need to, and it's not yours yet, and therefore it wouldn't be Gezel. So what do you mean Gezel Mibbe Darki Shalom? Answer, B'katan de Labar Shiluachu. Maybe he's talking about a Katan, who is a Labar Shliach, and therefore he has the middle status. Katan bar darki shalomu? Answer the Gemara, yeah. Kachi kamar aviv shal katan. Chayv lahashalo mebnei darki shalom. If the child takes it, you're right, he might not have the full chiyuv, or the full iser, but the father would have to return it because of darki shalom. Which gets into other issues that we discussed at the end of Baba Kama, you know, the maisa avera of a katan, you know, how much obligation there is financially when the child gets older, v'chul. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah. Hamasker bayis lachavero l'shana. More maskir solcher issues. That's what this parak hashol is about. Shoal and maskir. So if somebody rents out a house to his friend for a year, nisabra hashana, nisabra l'solcher, and then in the middle of the year, Bezdin decides to add on a month. So does he have to pay for a 13th month? The answer is no. I gave it to you for a year. It happens to be this year is bigger. Okay, but the solcher wins. Hisker lo l'chadashi. But if I rented it out to you by month, monthly rentals, so that it's Abra Hashanah and it's Abra Lamaskir, because I gave it to you by month, and therefore the Maskir gets an extra month's rent. And Maisa Bitsibor Becha Chesacha Merchas Mechadero. But what about this case? If you use both Lashonos, Bishneim Aser Zav Lashanah, Midiner Zav Lachodesh. You say the yearly and the monthly, so then, what's the halacha? Uba Maisa Lefnei Reb Shimon Gamliel, Lefnei Reb Yossi V'yamru, Yachloku Es Chodesh Iber. Pay half the rent. And we'll have to see in the Gemara why that should be. Says the Gemara, Maisa Listar, right? We just had clear-cut cases, and then all of a sudden we say Yachloku. That wasn't any of the choices. It's either of the Maskirs or it's of the Sochers. What does it mean, Yachloku? So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions what the Pshat of the Mishnah means. The first one is Chisuri Mechzer of Hachiktani. There is details missing. V'im amar lo, you're right. If it's clear, then one of them gets it. But v'im amar lo, b'shnei masos huvim lashon and b'diner zav lachodesh, yachloku. But if you use a double lashon, that we don't know, we're not sure what that means. Right? We don't know if the achar achron ani holech. I don't know. So therefore you split it. Umaisanami bitsipori. Bechat chesach amerchas bechaber b'shnei maser zehuvim l'shana midin rezav lachodesh. Ubaumais lefei reb shimon gamliel lefei reb yosi ba'amru yachloku es chodesh ibor. Fine. We don't know what the language means, so you split it. If I would be there, and Rav Tanu Upalig, right? If I would have been there, I would have given it all to the maskir. Why? Because Rav must hold it go by the second lashon. He says a year and then per month. So you go by the per month lashon. So Gemara says, "My kamashvelon tfos lashon achron." What is Rav teaching us? That you always go by the second, meaning you assume he changed his mind, and now you pay by the month. Ha'amar Rav Chada Zimna. But didn't Rav already say that elsewhere to Amar Rav Huna? Amri Bei Rav, I learned in Rav Dishiva, Istira Me'amai, if he uses the Lashon of Istira, a coin, and then says Me'amai, then Me'amai. Me'amai Istira, Istira. You always go by the second Lashon that was used. So what's the Chiddush of Rav saying here? If I would have been there, what would I have done? So Gemara says, no, Ime Hasam Hava Mina Pirushukam Afarish. If I only had that other, Istira means coins. Me'amai is specifying what the coins are. I wouldn't have learned from there Tfos Lashon Achron. I would have just learned that maybe he's just explaining himself. Kamashmala, no. The din is that it's Tfos Lashon Achron. That's the Chiddush that Rav is saying. That is all shot number one of the Mishnah. One of the Mishnah, it's Chesur Mechsura. Shmuel Amar, no. Shmuel says, you know what the last case is talking about? Biba Be'emsa Chodesh Askinan. In the middle of the 13th month, the Maskir comes and says, could you please pay me for this month? He comes in the middle. And therefore, Rashi quotes, Lamdis. We have two chazakos that are going against each other. We have a cheskas mamon of the money that the socher did not yet pay. But we have the chazaka that this house belongs to the landlord. So what do you do? So that those two chazakas, so he says, the first half of the month that already it's you lived in. Right, Rashi quotes it. Whatever, the first half of the month? Okay, cheskas mamon. Right, you lived in there already, we're not going to be motzi it from you. But now, for the next 2 weeks, it's my house. It's my house. And therefore, cheskas karka. Says Rashi, Umashalo Aver Menachodesh, O Yatza, O Yetze, O Yitin Lo Scharo, Hamid Karkal Cheskasa Vecheskas Ba'aleha. And therefore, that's why you pay half. For the first half of the month, he doesn't pay. There's a Cheskas Mamon, that he already has the money, a Mosvech Avail of Araya. And then the second half, it's a Cheskas Karka. The Tosfos in Baba Basra, Daf Samach Bei, says, this Gemara, this line, proves that you say Yachloku, you say Hamotzi Mechaveir Olav Araya, not only by a suffik in what happened, but also a suffik in din. Because here, we don't know what the halach is, Tos Lashon Rishon or not Tos Lashon Rishon. And the first half of the month, the first 2 weeks, what do you see? You see that Hamotzi Mechaveir Olav Araya, that the socher gets to keep it. So Tosfos says, oh, it must be that you say Moshe Mechavel of Araya not only by a suffik in Mitzias, but also a suffik in Din. That's his Raya, which the Mishnah Lamelach does not think is a Raya, because maybe this is also a suffik in Mitzias. You don't know what the person meant to say. It's not a suffik in Din. It's not, oh, Tvos Lashon Rishon or Tvos Lashon Achron. No, it's a suffik what the person meant. So it's also a suffik in reality. But either way, Tosfos, Ba'abasa Samach Beis Mabeis, assumes that this Gemara is a Raya, that a Moshe Mechavel of Araya also applies by a suffik in halacha. So Shmuel says, "V'bab emsa chodesh askinan." Avabab etchilas chodesh, but if he would come at the beginning of the month, kulei lamaskir, because that's cheskas karka. Bab esof chodesh, kulei the socher, cheskas mamon. Period. Says the Gemara. Miyamar Shmuel lo armin etvos lashon achron. Does Shmuel really not say clearly that tvos lashon achron v'harav Shmuel dami travayu? But what about the following case? Kur b'shloshem ani mocher lecha yachal lachzer bo afilu b'sachrona. If I say I'm selling you a kur for 30 until everything is transferred, I could go back, because that lashon is a package deal. Kur b'shloshim sa'ah b'sela ani mocher lecha. But if it's each sa' would be worth a sela, then rishon kana. Then you go by each one. Each one you can be chozer bo, because each one is a separate kinyan. So doesn't that show tvos lashon achron? Answer no. Hasan time am I mishum the toughest. There it doesn't say that this is what can be done. It's just that if somebody is toe-face, they could keep it. So here too, maybe it's not that Shmuel is holding that he's saying lor mina tfos lashon rishon. No, it's just that in a case of tfisa, we wouldn't take it away, right? And really, Rashi on the second wide line, lo olam asafdil l'shmol. Really, Shmuel is mesupik in both cases, and the cases where we say they could keep it is where there was tfisa, and we just won't be motzi it. Finally, the third pshat of the Mishnah, Rav Nachman Amar. Rav Nachman says, it sounds like Rav Nachman is arguing on the Mishnah. The Ritva and the other Rishonim say here, no, it's just that the Ritva, the Rav Nachman's holding that our Mishnah is like Sumchis, Yachloku. And we hold otherwise. Rav Nachman Amar Karka Becheskas Baaleha Kayemes. Really, the Karka Becheskas Baaleha, meaning, in this case, the Maskir would get the rent. My Kamashlan, Tfos Lashon Achron, Hainu Darav. So what's his Chiddush? Tfos Lashon Achron? No. Abagav the Afik Mefech. Rav Nachman is saying, even if the Lashon was flipped, even if he said months first and then the year, doesn't matter. The Maskir always wins because of Cheskas Karka. That is Rav Nachman Shita. And again, he's not against the Mishnah. He would just be saying that the Mishnah would be like Sumchis. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, again, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up in the ninth parak of Mesechas Bamitzia.